This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Robert H. Gilkison, scientist, whistleblower, and community hero. Memorial celebration on Sunday, January 15th. Please join CCNS, Citizen Action New Mexico, and Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping as we celebrate the extraordinary life of Robert H. Gilkison, an independent registered geologist, on Sunday, January 15th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center, 202 Harvard Southeast, one block south of Central in Albuquerque. A simple meal will be served. Bob was a wonderful friend, storyteller, educator, and advocate. When he arrived in New Mexico from the University of Illinois Geological Survey, he worked for a contractor to the Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, in environmental cleanup and groundwater protection. Through his work, Bob witnessed the attempts to mask the detection of radionuclides and other hazardous materials in the regional drinking water aquifer. After leaving LANL in 1999, he worked as a private consultant in Arizona. Upon completing his work there, he returned to New Mexico and learned that the masking had continued. In 2004, Bob met with Joni Ahrens of CCNS to learn how he could assist CCNS for better cleanup of the over 18 million cubic feet of buried waste on the Pajarito Plateau where LANL is located. Bob worked pro bono on a number of issues, including the lack of proper monitoring of the chromium plume, documenting the migration of LANL contaminants to the Buckman Direct Diversion Project, and the increased seismic hazard on the Pajarito Plateau, which challenged the proposed and then defeated $6 billion bomb factory officially called the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project Nuclear Facility. Bob first met Dave McCoy of Citizen Action New Mexico in 2006 at a meeting in the New Mexico Environment Department. Bob had analyzed the groundwater monitoring wells at Sandia Labs' mixed waste landfill and told the Environment Department they provided junk data. Bob would say, quote, bad data is worse than no data at all, end quote, because the wrong decisions are made. Bob and Dave went through 20,000 pages of the administrative record for the dump and found that the regulators knew the groundwater monitoring wells were all defective. After filing a complaint with the Environmental Protection Agency, the Department of Energy had to install 4 new monitoring wells at the dump. Bob and Citizen Action produced a 300-page document regarding the defective groundwater monitoring network and advocated for excavation of the dump. Bob and Citizen Action also were able to compel the installation of 4 new monitoring wells at the chemical waste landfill. Please join us to honor Bob Gilkison and to understand how we can carry on his work on Sunday evening. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.